Finding God in All Things. Day 36. The most difficult step in repaying God's love. Yesterday, we reflected on God's love that is too much for us to bear. Do you have any new insights into the love that God has poured on you? Have you been touched by this overwhelming and inexplicable love? Did it pull your heartstrings? Do you feel compelled to respond in some way? Or perhaps you think that you have already done your best to repay God's love, that you have already done everything you can to love God back and have given yourself fully? God's love for us is both endless and bottomless, something we can never fully repay, no matter how hard we try. So, to what extent should we love God? What does God require of us? I believe that, from yesterday's reflection, you would have realized that God loves you, is willing to invest so much time and effort on you, and to sacrifice His life and everything for you, not because you possess any special qualities or outstanding merits. His love for you is unconditional. It is just because He loves you. If God loves us not because of our merits, we cannot earn greater love from God through our actions and behavior. Similarly, we cannot repay God's love simply by responding to God's call to spread the good news or dedicating time to serve the church, as these are not only our responsibilities, but also natural expressions of genuine faith. These should not be seen as methods to love God back. Otherwise, these will be like tasks or to-do lists that we try to fulfill or become transactional love. This is not the true essence of love, nor is it the kind of love that God desires from us. The ideal way to love God back is to spend time in prayer, encountering the Lord, getting to know this God who loves us unconditionally, and having heartfelt conversations with Him. If lovers would spend time getting to know each other and connecting emotionally to express their deep affection for each other, how much more should we invest time and effort in cultivating our eternal, intimate relationship with God? Should we put more thoughts and time on seeking opportunities to express our inner feelings in order to deepen our mutual understanding and genuinely admire each other? God has given us free will, ultimately hoping that we will freely choose Him, choose to love Him, and love Him completely, choose to be with Him forever, not out of obligation, coercion, or helplessness from not having a choice. This is the essence of love, and it is also the essence of God, precisely because God is love. If prayer is an opportunity to have a heart-to-heart conversation with God, we cannot simply recite prayers mechanically. Rather, we need to find a quiet environment to encounter God in solitude and silence. We should limit our communication with God through a human-to-God relationship, as God doesn't wish to interact with us from a distant, superior position. The depth of our conversation with the Lord should not be inferior to emotional exchanges between lovers. It shouldn't be superficial or apathetic, as that would show disrespect to God, and we would not be able to genuinely love Him back as a result. Just like all relationships in the world need time to nurture and cannot be rushed, a relationship that is meant to last for eternity requires even more time to nurture. God doesn't want us to force ourselves, nor does He want us to blame ourselves for not being able to emotionally connect with Him at the moment. Having said that, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't be determined and take action to prove that we are serious about Him. We should start building a relationship with God on earth as soon as possible, because we do not know how much time we have left to prepare our body, mind, and soul to commit ourselves eternally to the God who loves us unconditionally. God knows very well that we are unable to love Him the way He loves us. In fact, what God desires most is not for us to love Him back, but for us to accept His love more fully. Many believers have yet to fully embrace their brokenness, as well as their dark and unlovable sides, which inadvertently or unintentionally prevent Jesus from entering the innermost chambers of their hearts. This is the same as not accepting God and refusing His unconditional love for us. Unfortunately, this is one of the most difficult barriers for many believers to overcome. Do you feel that you have already done your best to love God back, and that you have given everything you can for the Lord? Do you still find it difficult to accept God's love for you? Please seek the reasons for this in your meditation. After today's reflection, do you feel more motivated to seek ways and spend more time meeting with God in silence and to engage in deeper conversations with Him? Thank you. my God. I always thought I was a believer that is up to par. I not only strive to obey the Ten Commandments, but also try my best to serve the church. I believed that I had done everything I possibly could. I had a clear conscience and didn't feel like I was lacking anything. But today, you made me realize that fulfilling my duties as a Christian does not mean I have a relationship with you, nor does it mean I don't need to establish an intimate relationship with you through prayer. What's even more surprising is that I realize I have reservations about your love and haven't fully accepted you into my life, hiding some concealed parts of myself that I'm unwilling to reveal. Lord, from this day forward, I desire to establish a renewed relationship with you. I promise to be more open with you, facing you with honesty. Grant me the courage to surrender myself to you and to accept and embrace more fully your love for me, letting your love heal me and perfect me. Thank you for participating in this 40-day Lenten spiritual journey. We hope you have been inspired and have benefited from it. For the spiritual benefit of all of you, Fountain of Love and Life devotes a lot of time and effort in producing various spiritual projects every year, and all our ministries are sustained by the generous donations of our supporters. We hope you will support us with prayers and donations. Please make an online donation using the button at the top of the website, lent.fll.cc. Thank you very much for your support. God bless.